Chapter 25. The Criterion. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Blessed be He who sent down the criterion of right and wrong, this Quran, to His slave Muhammad, so that he may be a warner to mankind and jinn. He to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and who has begotten no son, and for whom there is no partner in the dominion. He has created everything, and has measured it exactly, according to its due measurements. Yet they have taken besides him other gods, that have created nothing, but are themselves created, and possess neither hurt nor benefit for themselves, and possess no power of causing death, nor of giving life, nor of raising the dead. Those who disbelieve say, "This Quran is nothing but a lie that Muhammad has invented, and others have helped him at it." In truth, it is they who have produced an unjust wrong and a lie. And they say, "These are but tales of the ancients, which he has written down, and they are dictated to him morning and afternoon." Say, "This Quran has been sent down by Allah, who knows the secret of the heavens and the earth. Truly, he is oft forgiving, most merciful." And they say, "Why does this messenger Muhammad eat food and walk about in the markets like ourselves? Why is not an angel sent down to him to be a warner with him? Or why has a treasure not been granted to him? Or why does he not have a garden from which he may eat?" And the polytheists and wrongdoers say, "You follow none but a man bewitched." See how they coin similitudes for you. So they have gone astray, and they cannot find the right path. Blessed be he who, if he wills, will assign you better than all that. Gardens under which rivers flow in paradise, and will assign you palaces there. No, they deny the hour of the day of resurrection, and for those who deny the hour, we have prepared a flaming fire in hell. When the hellfire sees them from a far place, they will hear its raging and its roaring. And when they shall be thrown into a narrow place in it, chained together, they will cry out there for destruction. Do not cry out today for one destruction, but cry out for many destructions. Say, O Muhammad, is torment better, or the paradise of eternity promised to the pious and righteous? It will be theirs as a reward and as a final destination. For them there will be all that they desire, and they will abide there for ever. It is a promise binding upon your Lord that must be fulfilled. And on the day when he will gather them together, and that which they worship besides Allah, he will say, "Was it you who misled my slaves, or did they themselves stray from the right path?" They will say, "Glorified be you. It was not for us to take any protectors or helpers besides you, but you gave them and their fathers comfort till they forgot the warning and became a lost people doomed to total loss." Thus the false gods and deities will give you, polytheists, the lie regarding what you say that they are gods besides Allah. Then you can neither avert the punishment nor get help. And whoever among you does wrong and sets up rivals to Allah, we shall make him taste a great torment. And we never sent before you, O Muhammad, any of the messengers, but indeed they ate food and walked in the markets. And we have made some of you as a trial for others. Will you have patience? And your Lord is ever all-seer of everything. And those who do not expect a meeting with us, and deny the day of resurrection and the life of the hereafter, say, "Why are the angels not sent down to us, or why do we not see our Lord?" Indeed, they think too highly of themselves, and are scornful with great pride. On the day when they see the angels, there will be no glad tidings for the criminals, disbelievers, polytheists, and sinners. And the angels will say, "All kinds of glad tidings are forbidden for you." And we shall turn to whatever deeds the disbelievers, polytheists, and sinners did, and we shall make such deeds as scattered floating particles of dust. The dwellers of paradise will, on that day, have the best abode, and have the fairest of places for repose. And remember the day when the heavens shall be rent asunder with clouds, and the angels will be sent down with a grand descent. The sovereignty on that day will be the true sovereignty, belonging to the Most Gracious Allah, and it will be a hard day for the disbelievers. And remember the day when the wrongdoer, oppressor, and polytheist will bite at his hands, he will say, "Oh, would I had taken a path with Muhammad the messenger! woe to me! Would that I had never taken so-and-so as a friend! He indeed led me astray from the reminder, this Quran, after it had come to me. And Satan is ever a deserter to man in the hour of need. And the messenger Muhammad will say, O my Lord, indeed my people deserted this Quran, neither listening to it nor acting on its laws and orders. Thus we have made for every prophet an enemy among the disbelievers, polytheists, and criminals. But sufficient is your Lord as a guide and helper. And those who disbelieve say, Why is the Quran not revealed to him all at once? Thus it is sent down in parts, so that we may strengthen your heart, and we have revealed it to you gradually in stages. And no example or similitude do they bring to oppose or to find fault in you or in this Quran, but we reveal to you the truth against that similitude or example, and the better explanation of it. Those who will be gathered to hell, flat on their faces, such will be in an evil state and most astray from the straight path. And indeed, we gave Moses the scripture, the Torah, and placed his brother Aaron with him as a helper. And we said, Go you both to the people who have denied our proofs, signs, and revelations. Then we ruin the people with utter destruction. And when Noah's people denied the messengers, we drowned them, and we made them as a sign for mankind. And we have prepared a painful torment for the polytheists and wrongdoers. And also Ard and Thamud, and the dwellers of Ar-Ras, and many generations in between. And for each of them we put forward examples as proofs and lessons. And each of them we brought to utter ruin, because of their disbelief and evil deeds. And indeed, they have passed by the town of Prophet Lot, on which fell the evil rain. Did the disbelievers not then see it with their own eyes? No, but they did not expect any resurrection. And when they see you, O Muhammad, they treat you only as a mockery, saying, Is this the one whom Allah has sent as a messenger? He would have nearly misled us from our gods, had it not been that we were patient and constant in their worship. And they will know when they see the torment, who it is that is most astray from the right path. Have you, O Muhammad, seen him who has taken, as his God, his own desire? Would you then be a watcher over him? Or do you think that most of them hear or understand? They are only like cattle. No, they are even farther astray from the path. Have you not seen how your Lord spread the shadow? If he willed, he could have made it still. We have made the sun its guide, and we withdraw it to us gradually. And it is he who makes the night a covering for you, and the sleep as repose, and makes the day, as it were, a resurrection. And it is he who sends the winds as heralds of glad tidings, going before his mercy, and we send down pure water from the sky, that we may give life to a dead land, and with it, we give to drink to many of the cattle and men that we had created. And indeed, we have distributed water amongst them in order that they may remember the grace of Allah. But most men deny the truth and accept nothing but disbelief and ingratitude. And had we willed, we would have raised a warner in every town. So do not obey the disbelievers, but strive against them by preaching with the utmost endeavor with the Quran. And it is he who has let free the two seas, one palatable and sweet, and the other salty and bitter, and he has set a barrier and a partition between them. And it is he who has created man from water, and has appointed for him kindred by blood and kindred by marriage. And your Lord is ever all-powerful to do what he wills. And the disbelievers and polytheists worship, besides Allah, that which can neither profit them nor harm them. And the disbeliever is ever a helper of Satan against his Lord. And we have sent you, O Muhammad, only as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. Say, No reward do I ask of you for that which I have brought from my Lord, except that whoever wills may take a path to his Lord. And put your trust in the ever-living One who does not die, and glorify his praises. And sufficient is he as the all-knower of the sins of his slaves, who created the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them in 6 days. Then he rose over the throne in a manner that suits his majesty, the most gracious Allah, Ask him, O Prophet Muhammad, as he is the all-knower of everything. And when it is said to them, Bow down to the Most Gracious Allah, they say, And what is the Most Gracious? Shall we fall down in prostration to that which you, O Muhammad, command us? And it increases them only in aversion. Blessed be he who has placed in the heaven massive stars, and has placed there a great lamp and a moon giving light. And it is he who has put the night and the day in succession, for such who desires to remember or desires to show his gratitude. And the slaves of the Most Gracious are those who walk on the earth in humility and sedateness. And when the foolish address them with bad words, they reply back with mild words of gentleness. And those who spend the night before their Lord, bowing down and standing. And those who say, Our Lord, avert the torment of hell from us. Indeed, its torment is ever a grieving affliction. Evil indeed is hell as an abode and as a place to dwell. And those who, when they spend, are neither extravagant nor miserly, but hold a medium way between those extremes. And those who do not invoke any other god along with Allah, nor kill such life as Allah has forbidden, except for just cause, nor commit illegal sexual intercourse, and whoever does this shall receive the punishment. The torment will be doubled to him on the day of resurrection, and he will abide there in disgrace. Except those who repent and believe in Islamic monotheism and do righteous deeds, for those Allah will change their sins into good deeds, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. And whosoever repents and does righteous good deeds, then indeed he repents towards Allah with true repentance. And those who do not witness falsehood, and if they pass by some evil play or evil talk, they pass by it with dignity. And those who, when they are reminded of the proofs, signs, and revelations of their Lord, do not fall deaf and blind to them. And those who say, Our Lord, bestow on us from our wives and our offspring those who will be the comfort of our eyes, and make us leaders for the pious. They will be rewarded with the highest place in paradise because of their patience. There they shall be met with greetings and the word of peace, abiding there. Excellent it is as an abode and as a place to dwell. Say, O Muhammad, to the disbelievers, My Lord pays attention to you only because of your invocation to him, but now you have indeed denied him, so the torment will be yours forever.